Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning to the Common Sense Club listening area. It's nice out today, a little misty, a little foggy, that sort of thing. 36 and cloudy here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Tioga, Ray Stanley, current temperatures are 32 degrees. Fog and mist in the mini area. So slow down on your morning commute. Just be careful out there. Detroit Lakes area, 32 degrees, fair skies, that sort of thing. So, one of the postings that I posted about, I think it was on Tuesday, it might have been Monday or Tuesday, is the fact that, you know, coinciding with St. Patrick's Day, we had a phenomenal, phenomenal aurora borealis. And the primary color in that, it was green. And I just thought that was a pretty fun coincidence, if you can call it a coincidence. But it was a beautiful light show. If you haven't seen pictures of it, or if you didn't get have a chance to get out there and see it, you weren't in open, you know, dark country. You know, if you were a city dweller and you didn't see it, you should really check out the pictures. They are phenomenal. And that happened for the past 2 days. We had this this influx of this light show stemming from a solar flare. I think a week ago, as a matter of fact, and the way it affected, you know, the aurora, you could see it all the way down in Kansas City. So how cool is that? How awesome is that? Just thought that was an interesting aside. Yesterday, something really cool, really great happened to me. So I'm in the Burger King, you know, right down the street here. Walk in there, order my breakfast, and the gentleman behind me, like, paid for my breakfast. And I'm like, you know, you don't need to do that. What are you doing? And he's like, I listen to you every morning, man. And so I want to send out a shout-out to George, who I know is listening right now. I want to thank you for that hospitality. I just thought that was the coolest thing, you know. That was pretty awesome. So thanks again, George. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to AM 1100 The Flag. We got some exciting developments coming up next week. So stay tuned to AM 1100. And thank you for listening. And thanks for the breakfast yesterday, man. That's pretty cool. Seven brides for seven brothers. Let's remember that. We had those Shanley kids on earlier this week. Tonight, you can catch a dinner and a show. It's the first nighter, dinner and a show. You can grab your tickets by calling Nancy Casper at 701-306-2524. That's 701-306-2524. Call Nancy, pick up your ticket. I think they're $45 a person. That's the first nighter. Seven brides for seven brothers. It is an awesome, rousing. And if you like musicals, this will be right in your wheelhouse, man. It is really, really a funny skit. Awesome. Awesome musical about, you know, these Oregonians. You know, a guy goes into town, comes back with a wife. He has seven brothers, and the wife finds a mission at getting these guys married off. But first, he's got to, you know, trim away the rough edges, we'll say, because they were uncouth, to say the least. And I just thought the storyline was awesome. The kids are awesome that are going to be performing this. And tonight is the opening night, the first nighter. And that's a dinner plus a play, a musical production. And then on I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can also catch the show, but it won't be the $45. I think it's like $10 a person or something like that. And if you're a student, it's like $7 a person. So really, the price point is really low, really good stuff. And I would highly encourage you to go and check that out. Scott Hannon is in West Fargo for What's in Your Town today. So he's a little closer to home. Glad to see that. He's not traversing the state like he normally does. He's right down the street, around the corner, down the hall, and open that first door at Western State Bank. And Scott Hannon will be sitting right there. And he's got the whole Mike Studios thing set up. So it's pretty cool. Go over there, visit him, see, you know, how we do what we do when we're on the radio here. And visit the good folks over there at Western State Bank out in West Fargo. And Scott will be broadcasting. He's going to take over the airwaves at 8:30. So if you're out and about and you want to head up there and see Scott work his magic on the mic, you know, head over there at 8:30. He's probably set up now. Anyway, interesting story I saw this morning in the forum. And my good friend Tony Garrig has been talking about this forever. But when you see it in black and white, when you see it in print, it just kind of the enormity of the subject matter just kind of hits you. So I'm looking at Inforum this morning, and it says, you know, I think they missed a word in there. Why did the cost of a new city hall skyrocket? It says, why did the cost of new city hall skyrocket? Check this out. Mid-2014, the projected cost was right around $18 million. Now it is $30 million, which is a story in itself. But do you know how much square footage we're getting for that additional, you know, from 18 to 30 million? Do you know how much square footage we'll be gaining? Well, here, I'll read it off. The additional space is one of the reasons costs increase from a widely cited 18 million in mid-2014 to 30.4 million now. But the square footage is started out at 90,000, and now that square feet, 90,000 square feet to 96,000 square feet. That's like a 7% increase. So for 6,000 more feet, square feet, we're paying that additional cost from 18 million. To 30.4 million. Can someone help me out there? Is that new Common Core math that I've been hearing so much about? I mean, to me, that just does not compute. You add 6,000 feet, and it costs you roughly $14 million? I don't get it, man. It's got to be Common Core math. I come from the school of thought or the school of arithmetic, where 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4, that sort of thing. How on God's green earth do we get that big of a price increase and we're only adding 7,000 feet? Can someone please help me out with that? I don't understand, man. Anyway, next segment, we're going to have Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum. We're going to try to have Ellen Ratner anyway. She's in South Sudan. I think she's on her way back, though. I think she's on her way back to the States, but she's been out there in South Africa. Lots of things going on out there, you know, and Ellen Hatch, I don't agree with her politically on pretty much anything except her. She did surprise me. Here lately, she has really been promoting Bush's humanitarian efforts over there in Africa. And I don't think we really talk about that a lot. Besides the free market principles that I disagree with George Bush on, besides those, the guy was out there doing things that President Obama only wishes he had a thought of. I mean, I don't think George Bush gets the recognition, and I don't think he wants it. He doesn't stick his face in front of a camera, you know, 24/7 saying, hey, look what I'm doing over here. But the guy's out there working, man. He's out there. His humanitarian work is phenomenal. So anyway, we're going to talk to Ellen and Blanquita about a couple of stories that I've seen. One, the Starbucks, and I know my social media has been nuts about this. I posted about it. The founder of Starbucks had this great idea to talk about race relations when you go and get your cup of Joe. And, you know, it would be on the baristas. You know, those highly educated folks, to kind of clue you in on your white privilege and how it's affecting minorities. That's what I got out of it. I mean, because the second some tough questions were being asked, he kind of deleted his Twitter account. He didn't really want to talk about it when the narrative wasn't his own. So we're going to talk about that a little bit with Ellen and Blanquita right after this break. Stay tuned. Common Sense Club. We'll be right back.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I have some good news. I think it's good news. I think we have Ellen Radner on the phone. I think she's back in the States. So, Ellen, good morning and welcome back.
And good morning. Blanquita's driving, so I'll consult her on anything. But you have me. Literally, she just picked me up at the airport.
How awesome is that? That's got to be. I wonder what I would love to be a fly on the wall in the car as you guys talk about, you know,
we are
politics.
All the time about stuff.
That would be so awesome.
She said, yeah. We're friends, but, you know, we don't agree on anything.
Right. I was just telling the folks that I really do applaud you for, especially the past week. You don't agree with everything that George Bush did, but the fact that his humanitarian efforts you proudly proclaim, I think that's pretty awesome. So
there's one person that's really tried to save Africa. It's George W. Bush, and he's done a great job.
Good deal. See, and we don't get enough of that. A couple of things that I have on my mind this morning. Don't know if you heard, but President Obama yesterday floated making voting mandatory, calling it a potentially transformative thing. I just want to get both of your takes on whether or not we should have mandatory voting.
Well, you know, they do in Australia. They do have mandatory voting in Australia, and it's worked out very well. So why not?
Well, doesn't it kind of
think about? She's totally opposed to mandatory voting.
I am too, because we say that, you know, it's freedom here. We're free here.
Blanquito says, and I'm repeating what she says, that we have a right not to vote in this country. It's a freedom of speech issue. And I
okay.
make them go to the polls.
You say freedom, but I kind of think you mean the other thing. Because
I mean that if you know, look, do I have, I don't have freedom. I have to do jury duty on June 22nd. I don't have freedom not to do jury duty. Why should I have freedom not to go to the polls?
And one of the points that Obama made was this would do a lot to counteract big money and campaigns and things like that. I don't agree with that. I think that if you you force people to vote, one, it's a freedom robbing thing. You have the right, just like Blanquita said, not to vote. And two, in this country, I see us ceding so much of our liberties and freedoms that this is yet another ceding of our freedoms to the government, and that's just my opinion.
So you know what? Have something on the top of every ballot saying, I choose to exercise my free speech by not voting, but you have to go to the polls. That's my view.
Yeah, but you're still forcing someone to go to the polls.
My kid is laughing at me.
All right. So we got me and Blanquito on one side and Ellen on the other side.
That's exactly correct.
All right.
We have fun there.
Two against one. Okay, I want to ask you something else. You've heard about the Starbucks controversy with Race Together, the Race Together campaign. I just wanted to get
Actually, that is a new one on me, and I have not seen the Starbucks campaign.
Ah, okay. Well,
there's no Starbucks in either Grenada, West Indies, or South Sudan. There should be, but there isn't.
Well, the CEO, Howard Schultz, he says what he wanted to do was open a conversation about race relations. And so he was going to have the baristas, you know, write Race Together on the coffee cup, hand it to you, and start a conversation about race. Now, he went to Twitter and he started tweeting about it. But when folks started talking about really tough racial issues, he deleted his Twitter. First, he blocked a bunch of folks, and then he deleted his Twitter account. So I'm thinking, you know, he wants to talk about race relations, but he wants the narrative to be his narrative. And I just wanted to ask you and Blanquita, I'll ask you first, Ellen, what do you think about that? You think that was a good marketing strategy, a good move? Should Starbucks
well,
be...
Well, it was probably a great marketing strategy, but he probably didn't think it through. And a real conversation is, in fact, a real conversation. But, you know, when you get to be a senator or a congressman or a CEO of a large corporation like that, you lose reality sense. And even Blanquita agrees with me on that one. And so you don't really understand what the nature of your actions are and what they're going to really mean. And I only hope I don't never get to that position so that I don't lose what people are saying. Blanquita, what do you think? she said, you want to go to Starbucks and get coffee and not engage in a conversation. She said, now people are going to Dunkin' Donuts. Well, that's a Massachusetts company. I like that.
2 points that I'll make on that. If I went to Starbucks, I'd start a conversation about Senator Moynihan's report. And I don't think that that would go over very well. I think that they'd end up, you know, tossing me out of there on my ear. And the second thing I just want folks to know, I don't begrudge Starbucks for their success here. But what I do have a problem with is, you know, all this social justice that Schultz purports, yet he pays Ethiopian coffee farmers like 10 cents, and then he charges, you know, you $8 to $12 for a cup of coffee. I mean, talk about exploitation of Ethiopians or Africans. Let's talk about that, you know?
There's a lot of exploitation of Ethiopians in Africa, and actually I just went to Ethiopia and bought some Ethiopian coffee, speaking of Ethiopian coffee. And the fact is that these people are totally exploited. And not only that, their land is exploited so that they don't even get access to clean land and clean water, which is a big problem.
And you said something a minute ago that I totally agree with. I think that folks like Howard Schultz, they're rich. So their worldview, I mean, this guy, I don't think he's ever had a real job or anything, but their worldview is skewed. And so the things that they think sound great in their heads sometimes doesn't translate well in the real world. And I guess that would be my 2 cent worth there. I would love to have
that. That's exactly right. I mean, although being CEO of a place like Starbucks is a real job, it's just that when you're that high up and make that much money, you lose touch with people who just, you know, live from paycheck to paycheck.
Right. I want to get in there, get my coffee.
Like Peter just said, you forget who your customer is.
Absolutely. I want to get in there, get my coffee, start talking to me about race relations before I've had my coffee. It will be ugly, man. It will not be pretty. So something else while we're talking about race, and it seems like this year has been just a big thing for racial tension. Did you hear that Senator Dick Durbin compared the GOP holding up Loretta Lynch's confirmation to sitting on the back of the bus? And you got to think about that in this light.
I did, and that was an unfortunate analogy as well.
I thought that was
Senator Durbin and talking about people holding up Loretta Lynch's nomination as they're going to the back of the bus. I'm just telling Blanket.
Okay.
Blanket's remark is he nuts?
He is nuts. This from the guy that opposed Condoleezza Rice and Janice Rogers Brown. So I think he is just completely nuts. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Ellen. Thanks, Blanquita, as always. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon for What's in Your Town out in West Fargo.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. Give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Clean and Green Sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green Sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Man, oh man, I love that song. Scott Hannon is out in West Fargo for What's in Your Town at Western State Bank. If you're out and about, you should go out there and check him out. See how he works his magic. He's set up out there at Western State Bank. And while you're watching Scott do his thing on the mic, you can go in, you know, and check out some of the services there at Western State Bank. Scott, are you there?
I am, Leon. Thank you very much. And we are excited to be in West Fargo today. You know, we take our What's in Your Town microphones and go all across North Dakota. But nice to be a little closer to home today. And also, you know, I think that if you polled, you know, the average North Dakotan from what they read in the newspaper, they'd say the boom towns of North Dakota, the growth areas, are in oil country. Well, here we are about as far away from oil country as you can get, and we're in the fastest growing city in North Dakota. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today with some folks here at Western State Bank. We appreciate them hosting us, and we'll find out about everything they have going on at Western State Bank. We're also going to talk about some things happening in West Fargo with Mayor Rich Mattern. And our next guest, Matt Marshall. Matt is the Director of Economic Development and Community Services in West Fargo. Matt, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to talk about West Fargo today. What kind of growth have you had? I don't know how we measure this, but West Fargo is the fastest growing city in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You hear about the growth in the western part of the state, and there's a lot of growth here on the east, too. And I'm relatively new to the city, just been here a year and a half, but it's staggering to look at some of the numbers. For example, if you look at our commercial building permits, even back in 2010, they were in the $15 million a year range, and now they're up above 50 consistently every year. We've added 500 students a year for the last several years, and we just had a projection that we're going to add 500 more students a year going forward for the next 5 years. So incredible growth. It's fun to see our age and population demographics trend downward, which if you get out into rural America, which we like to consider ourselves an urban area, but compared to large metropolitan areas like Minneapolis or Chicago, we are still relatively rural. There are some areas of the country that are really struggling with how are we going to manage our workforce in the next 10 or 15 years. Our demographics are getting older. We don't have the workforce coming in. And although we have a very low unemployment rate, we're in a great position here because our demographics are trending younger. We are bringing families in. It's a great place to live, and people are sticking around.
Everybody yearns for that, right? They want to see those numbers get more youthful.
Absolutely. You go into parts of Nebraska or, you know, just straight south of us, and there's large conversations going on today about, you know, how are we going to get kids to come back? How are we going to get young, productive families to put down roots here and give our businesses opportunities to grow? Well, you know, we've tapped into something here in North Dakota. We've brought young families in, and that's vitally important as we look in the next 20 years as the baby boomers start to really leave in droves. We're going to need young, productive workers, and that's what we found here.
We are in West Fargo today with a What's in Your Town tour, our What's in Your Town tour broadcast, which we do at least once a month, sometimes a couple times a month. In fact, we'll be in Carrington before the end of the month as well. It's brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, great North Dakota company, Marvin Windows in Grafton, great place to call home and work as well, Arvid Communications, and our friends at Teddy's Residential Suites, beautiful locations in Watford City in Newtown if you're looking to explore out in that part of North Dakota. And we're also brought to you today in West Fargo, our special What's in Your Town broadcast, when we'll chat with Mayor Rich Mattern and some folks from the Western State Bank today, along with Matt, brought to you by Western State Bank, a Precision Fence, and our friends from Sandy's Donuts as well today on the broadcast. Other guests coming up on What's on Your Mind today. Senator John Hoeven will be on the program today, and we're also going to chat with North Dakota's Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger about the new revenue forecast that has everybody buzzing in Bismarck. So, Matt, what do you need in West Fargo? What, as the Economic Development Director, what are you out there trying to recruit in the way of businesses and, employers, and what do you need more of?
Well, we like to see more workers, especially in that young age group. So we've got a great trend going right now where we have a lot of young families moving in, and we want to see more. We want to keep that going. Just like you hear in the rest of North Dakota, we have a wonderful problem of having a low unemployment rate. So our businesses, to grow and expand, need to keep that going, bringing new people in and new productive workers. So that's a lot of our focus. We also like to diversify our marketplace a little bit. So, just like in the rest of North Dakota, we have a lot of egg-based businesses, which are our backbone. We also have some businesses locally here that go west and support the oil fields. But we'd like to see some more in aviation and high technology and things like that. And we have a great base here, and we're going to continue to build off of that.
So what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? I mean, you're wanting to recruit more and more of that younger workforce, and obviously you also want to attract the employers that would employ those folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you manage that?
If we could do it at the same time, that'd be great. Right now, I think the most immediate need is making sure we continue bringing people in, productive people that want to come out and work and are educated, either in a skilled trade or a little higher than that, and we're making some progress there, but we can always do better as well. So I think the immediate need right now is try and get workers. If you can get businesses that diversify, that don't put so much pressure on the workforce locally, I think that's a good fit for the community as well.
And you have a pretty good mix now, don't you?
I mean, we do. Yeah. We do. We have a great mix. And, you know, we have a great mix of large businesses. One of the exciting things that I'm sure you're used to hearing when you go to the communities is we have a great group of entrepreneurs that are coming in, building up small businesses and starting from scratch and wonderful stories. People coming from, you know, Idaho. There's some coffee here that we brought in from a young gal just moved in from Idaho. Her husband works out in the oil patch. She decided she wanted to be closer or have her son closer, so moved in, bought a business, and now here she is. She's thriving right here in West Fargo. This is called Ladybug Latte, and we also have these other...
That's pretty cool, by the way, Ladybug Latte, which is at 619 Main Avenue East.
Yep, little tiny...
In West Fargo.
Little tiny coffee store, brand new, and what a story. We also have the old staples that are just, you know, vital to our community, like Sandy's Donuts you mentioned, and TNT Diner, and so we have all these great thriving businesses right here that really make this what a wonderful community that it is.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about West Fargo that needs to you know, needs to change?
You know, being that I'm new, I hear a lot of people comment about, oh, well, it's just West Fargo. So there's an older population in the city of Fargo that have an opinion of West Fargo, and I think there's an older population in West Fargo that has an opinion of Fargo. I think both cities have really unique character and have a lot to offer. And I think people need to just come out here to West Fargo, experience some of our events, and really learn that it's a wonderful place to live. It's a great community. People are welcoming. And in from a business standpoint, it would be hard to find a more business-friendly atmosphere.
What is the population in West Fargo now?
We're just over 30,000. Just finally got there maybe last year or the year before.
Right, and that growth curve has just been off the charts, right?
It's off the charts, and we're projecting if things stay the same this summer, we're going to add somewhere around 800 to 1,000 homes again just this summer. So, and families and students to boot.
And what's fueling the growth? What's powering that? Is it is it the fact that you've got the room for expansion of the homes and a lot of the builders find those areas attractive and a good sales price? Explain what's behind this.
Well, from the residential side, I think, we have a great school system that's pushing that. Flood protection certainly doesn't hurt. That's got a lot to do with it. I think you also have a lot of jobs available, not only in West Fargo, but, in the area, Fargo as well. And so people are finding kind of that perfect match, great community, great schools, and a job opportunity for them. And so it's naturally bringing people here.
Interesting. It really is. So, again, there's folks listening right now that might have an idea for a particular business or a manufacturing facility or whatever, your chance to recruit them to the city of West Fargo. What do you want more of?
Again, anything that is light on labor. If you have a particular business that focuses on manufacturing or high tech and you don't need 300-400 employees, you're going to be a great fit. Not only here, but in anywhere in North Dakota, we have some of the same challenges everyone else has. So we'd love to sit down with just about anybody, and we're going to help solve any problems that you may have. That's what we offer as a city. We've decided that's what we want to do is be a business-friendly community. But if you have the ability to bring a business in and you don't have to put a ton of stress on a local workforce, I think you're a fabulous fit.
When you bring people into town, where do you take them?
Oh, I love to take them to our community events. So we have a wonderful thing called Cruise Night, West Fest. It's just huge. People really love it. I always like to bring them to the old staples. Like I said, Sandy's Donuts is a wonderful place to bring people. And when people walk in and they just see the community sitting there and you can hear the conversations over the coffee that you're having, people really like that. They're drawn to it.
And some of the the additions now with the Cambria Suites and the Conference Center,
yep,
and the new Weston,
yep,
Elements Hotel going up,
yep,
the schools, there's a lot to show off, isn't there?
Absolutely. And people, when I bring them on tours and I bring them up on the Veterans Boulevard interchange, and I sometimes I can get an opportunity where I can pause and I'll sit there and say, well, you need to keep in mind that 5 years ago virtually none of this existed down here. And people are just stunned, and you can continue to drive them south of 13th and start pointing out things. And I can show maps just from, 2 and 3 years ago that are outdated. A funny story about the growth here in West Fargo is that every spring a person will fly over and take pictures of the community. Well, they take pictures in spring, and by the fall, they're outdated.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate you sharing the story.
Thank you.
Matt Marshall, Economic Development and Community Services Director. We're going to talk with Mike Bannock from Western State Bank when we come back. Don't go away.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What is in your town? That's a question we ask and take our microphones all across the great state of North Dakota. By the way, Carrington later this month, but today West Fargo is our location. Mayor Rich Mattern will join us a little later. We also have Senator Hoeven and Ryan Rauschenberg will be on the program today as well. And right now we're going to chat with Mike Bannock. Mike is the new market president for Western Bank here and in West Fargo and our host today for the broadcast. Mike, how you doing?
Very good, Scott. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about why you're at Western Bank.
Well, Western State Bank is a 113-year-old employee-owned community bank. We have assets approximately $755 million. Here at this bank banking system, we offer superior full banking services, you know, investments, mortgage financing, personal banking, business banking, as well as nationwide equipment financing services. Western State Bank, with our locations. We're located in North Dakota in communities of West Fargo, Fargo, Devil's Lake, Tower, in Arizona in communities of Chandler, Casa Grande, Scottsdale, and soon we'll be in Sun City. Western State Bank is your hometown bank. We focus on delivering superior customer service, and we definitely have local decision-making. Here at Western State Bank, we're dedicated to giving back to communities we serve. In 2014 alone, Western donated over $160,000 to 190 different community development and other nonprofit organizations throughout the community. And our employees here, we volunteer a lot of time, over 9,400 hours in community service with a lot of organizations that we all know and support and cherish, like the United Way, Relay for Life, Habitat for Humanity, and various other civic organizations, schools, churches, and many, many, many more. And we truly are your hometown bank.
You mentioned local decision making.
Yes.
And, local folks like the idea that I'm looking in the whites of the eye of the person's, going to help make the decision. There's a lot of big banks that folks would know the names if I said them that are well-known, national brands, international brands even sometimes. When you're banking there, the decision's not local. I mean, you have to wait longer. Explain the benefit of a local decision.
Yeah. Well, the local decision-making is the biggest benefit there is that the people that are making the decisions, whether it's myself, a combination of some of the other employees here at Western State Bank, we live in the communities that we're making the lending decisions on. So we see, touch, feel what's going on in the community, and you just can't place a value on that. If you have somebody that's not local here, the only thing they have to look at is what's on a piece of paper. Well, that old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words, it truly is. So when you can feel it, touch it, you live in it, you really just have a better knack for what's kind of going on in your community, and that helps out a lot.
What's the sweet spot here? What particular area do you really relish working with folks on?
It's a wide variety. Our sweet spot definitely is working with business owners, providing business financial services for them, retail clients. You'll be talking to some of our retail folks later on today, and we'll be talking about a new campaign that we have coming out. So I don't want to steal their thunder, but very competitive on the retail side, full-service retail bank. Equipment financing, we actually have a great financing leasing arm of Western Bank, which not a lot of banks have. It's a different kind of forte in financing out there, but we're experts in that field. So, again, really focused on that. We also have mortgage. We have insurance products and investment products, so really a full-service bank, but again, truly that hometown feel when you come in.
Bank, invest, and insure.
Exactly.
All right here. So the investment side as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, and again, there's a lot of banks out there. I always tell people, interview your banker. Get to know your banker and your banking system and know what they're about, their mission, their values, and on the back of all of our business cards, we do something a little bit different. We have a picture of all our employees on their business cards, so you kind of know who you're talking to and kind of remember our faces. Maybe some of us, you don't want to remember our faces. We're getting kind of old. The one thing I do like about radio is it makes me look really young.
Yeah, you and me
like
both. Yeah.
But we have our core values on the back, and it's important. It's important for customers to know what we're about, and it's important for our employees to constantly circle back around and remember.
Core values are respect everyone, be curious and creative. Listening is learning. Do more than expected. Communicate openly and often. Improve someone's life. Be a team player. If something's wrong, make it right.
Absolutely. Those are
good life lessons. Not only for Western State Bank, for any of us.
I'm trying to get my kids to memorize that as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Good lessons for the kids. Well, neat, Mike. Congrats on the new position as market president here at Western State Bank. And thanks for having us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Looking forward to chatting with Tom Boyer and Matt Oakes as well a little later on in the broadcast today, and we'll hear more about some of the things they have to offer here at Western State Bank. Hosting us today, and by the way, they're in the Pioneer Center. I guess assume most folks know where Western State Bank is in West Fargo, but they're in the Pioneer Center here at 755 13th Avenue East, where we're broadcasting live today. Mayor Rich Mattern is going to join us. Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, will update us on this new revenue forecast that has everybody buzzing. just has everybody buzzing because there's less money than they thought was going to be pouring into the coffers of North Dakota. And while that is obviously not a good thing because it comes as a result of the price of oil being down, it's also relative when you compare where a lot of other states are and also where North Dakota's been. So slowing down a little bit. We'll get an update on that, though, and find out what that all means. Also, Senator John Hovind checking in today. So all that coming up. We're live in West Fargo today with the What's in Your Town tour. And it is brought to you all across the state of North Dakota by Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafton, Arvid Communications, and Teddy's Residential Suites, Newtown, and Watford City. More coming up from Western State Bank.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.